We're going to look today at 2 Peter chapter 2, and I'm going to read to you verses 20 and 21. Peter's writing, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them." You know, the not-so-funny thing about sin is that it's easy. Most of the time, it takes a lot less effort to do the wrong thing than the right thing, at least in the beginning. You see, if that wasn't the case, we wouldn't have so many people doing the wrong thing so many times. Now, take a careful look at the passage we just read, and you'll find an important principle that can save you a lot of grief in the long run. A relationship with Christ starts the moment you head in His direction. But the process of transforming your heart to be more like His takes time and commitment. Chiseling away the hardest parts of your character takes place over weeks and months and years. And it usually means taking the narrow path, making decisions that are not the easy way out. So why even bother doing it? Well, it's a little like climbing a mountain. It takes discipline and commitment, and there are moments you're tempted to give up. But the breathtaking view from the top makes you more than glad you allowed God to take you on the journey. It kind of makes the effort seem, well, small. Now, let's suppose you find yourself wanting to give up. The old life is calling you back, and you know it's a downhill trip to where you used to be. It's easy to get there. You begin to encourage your doubts and flirt with some of your old habits. Caving in just a little bit, you begin to rationalize what you're doing, and you make excuses in an effort to defend yourself. From that point on, heading back up the mountain is going to be tougher than the first time you climbed it. Why? Because once upon a time you knew you desperately needed Christ, and you responded quickly. But now you've actually spent time training your mind to walk away. Peter says that walking away from Christ once you've known Him puts you in a worse situation than back in the very beginning. Of course, with Christ, all things are possible, and nothing you've done will keep Him from putting you back on the straight and narrow. But still, we're much better off just sticking it out the first time He tries to lead us to higher ground. Which is why trusting God, even in the tough spots, and allowing Him to take you through it, is always going to be a better way to live.